Welcome back to Kids Short Stories. Today's story is brought to us by one of our friends, Teddy. Hey, Teddy! He sent us an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to our website, kidsshortstories.org, send us your idea, and maybe it'll turn into an awesome adventure. And I want to give a special shout out to Baxter from Maine. Hey! I'm so glad that you are a fan and part of the fam with Kids Short Stories, and that you're on the Spy Kid team. Could not do this without you, dude. And if you want your own shout out on the episode, go to our website, put in your name and where you live, and I would love to say, hey, are you guys ready for today's adventure? Me too, let's go! One day, Teddy was in his backyard playing Spy Kids with his friends. You see, secretly, Teddy was on the Spy Kids team, but he couldn't tell any of his friends. So they were just pretending, but Teddy was, you know, a real spy. But anyway, Teddy and his friends were having so much fun as they were hiding around in the backyard and looking for clues and doing all the things that Teddy had learned in Spy Kids training. And pretty soon it was time for his friends to leave. And as they left, he heard his spy beeper buzzing. He said, "All right, see you guys. I gotta go do something. Bye." Teddy ran inside as his friends left because he couldn't let them know that he was a real spy. He ran inside and checked his messages and it said, "Teddy, we need your help. There's a new bad guy in town. His name is Mr. Sneaky Pants and he's been breaking all the buildings in the world and it's getting very serious. We need you." Teddy couldn't believe it. As he read the rest of the information, he learned that Mr. Sneaky Pants was very sneaky, but he had this crazy piece of chalk that if Mr. Sneaky Pants drew a chalk line all around a building, it would fall over. I don't know what kind of chalk this was, but this must be really dangerous and, oh, this is going to be, okay, all right. How do we stop chalk? What's chalk's greatest weakness? Not lava. No, not net shooters, not jetpacks, water guns. Water guns. Do you think if we sprayed water at the chalk line while he was making it and... Yeah, that would totally stop because... Perfect. Because Mr. Sneaky Pants, the only way he could get something to fall over is if he did a complete circle of a line all the way around that building. And I bet if Teddy blasted it with water, it would dissolve some of that chalk line and then the building would be saved. Perfect. All right. Teddy ran inside to get all of his squirt guns ready. He also had to check and see where Mr. Sneaky Pants was last seen. As he ran inside, he had to get some energy. So he grabbed some Z-Bar snacks and his Spy Kids gear and was out the door. All the surveillance was pointing Mr. Sneaky Pants towards... What the... Towards Town Hall? In city? Oh my gosh, there's so many buildings there! I hope Mr. Sneaky Pants isn't planning on knocking all the buildings over. That would be a huge mess. Alright, let's go. Teddy strapped on his jetpack and zoomed off towards the city. As he was flying towards city, he could see that there were already three buildings that had been knocked over. Mr. Sneaky Pants must be close by. All right, we gotta start looking. Teddy ran all over the city, but nothing. He couldn't find Mr. Sneaky. Wait a second. Look right there. There's a line on that building. I can see it. Sure enough, Teddy had spotted a clue. That building, it looked like Mr. Sneaky Pants was starting to draw his chalk line all around that building. That building's being targeted! Hurry, get the squirt guns! As Teddy grabbed his squirkins, he began shooting the water at the chalk line.
It's working! It's dissolving the chalk! We gotta do more! Go, go, go!
As Teddy surrounded the building, he squirted all the lines off.
Yes!
But where was Mr. Sneaky Pants? He's very sneaky. Teddy didn't see him anywhere, but he had saved that building.
All right, now, wait, look over there. There's another chalk line in the building. I think he's at it again.
Teddy grabbed more of his squirt guns and started to shoot all the chalk off the building. And it was working again. It was perfect. But where was Mr. Sneaky Pants?
He's very sneaky.
As Teddy started to look around the city, he had an idea.
I wonder if I can lure Mr. Sneaky Pants out with some regular chalk.
Teddy remembered in his Spy Kids pack that there were 5 pieces of white chalk.
I bet if I just let it in the middle of the street and just put it there, I bet Mr. Sneaky Pants would come out running to grab that chalk because he would think it's his. And then we can use a net shooter to catch him.
Yes, that's a great plan. Let's do it. Teddy reached into his backpack and pulled out the chalk. He put it in the middle of the street right next to that building that Mr. Sneaky Pants had started drawing on.
Teddy ran back, climbed up a tree, and waited for the criminal, Mr. Sneaky Pants.
As he waited and waited and waited, it did not take very long, but oh,
there he is!
Mr. Sneaky Pants had the best camouflage ever. Do you guys know what camouflage is? Do you remember? Yeah, camouflage helps you blend into your surroundings. And so, let's pretend if Mr. Sneaky Pants was trying to hide against a blue wall, what color camouflage should he wear?
Blue! Yeah, that will help him blend into that blue wall.
Or what if Mr. Sneaky Pants was trying to hide against a white wall? What color should he wear?
White camouflage, great!
So Mr. Sneaky Pants, he had camouflage that was the color of the road. And so he would crawl along the road and it was almost impossible to see him. But Teddy had very good vision. He ate all of his vegetables. As Teddy grabbed his net shooter and launched it at Mr. Sneaky Pants. Mr. Sneaky Pants shouted,
"Ah! What are you doing to me?
Hey, get this off of me!"
Teddy had caught him.
"Ha ha, Mr. Sneaky Pants, there's no more being sneaky for you. I have stopped you and Spy Kids headquarters are on their way. This is the last day that you do bad things to these buildings."
Teddy had saved the day. What an amazing job he did, stopping Mr. Sneaky Pants.
What an incredible, sneaky bad guy.
The end.